We pray that you would continue to guide and bless the Abramson family and their work that they're doing in Newmarket, and for their church, New Wine, that new people would be drawn into the mission and the places of belonging that are being created there. Thank you for the gift of witnessing your kingdom, God, in so many ways, and for broadening our vision for your church as we dream about the future. And I pray that the words that I speak now would be honoring to you, God, and that you would continue to move among us as we focus our hearts on you. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. When Jesus sends his disciples out to do ministry in his name, he doesn't send them out alone. He sends them out two by two. He says, don't worry about bringing a bag or sandals or money. You don't need food or any extra clothes. But make sure you have a buddy. Make sure you're not traveling alone. I'm sending you to do this work together. I'm so grateful that this is the way that Jesus sends us, because there is so much joy and life and fruit that comes when we partner with others on our journey with God. There is something that happens when we go together. We see that God's kingdom is so much bigger and wider and more beautiful than we could have imagined. And it's not something to experience alone. Henry Nouwen wrote this little book called In the Name of Jesus. And I had our Toronto team read this book before going on our trip. And if you haven't read it, put it on your list. It is one of the best books on Christian leadership that I've read, and it's short and accessible, but so rich. In the book, Henry Nouwen writes about his time living at the L'Arche community, which, as you heard from our students, is where we spent half of our week in Toronto. He was a priest living among the residents there with developmental disabilities, and it was in the later part of his life, so he was a fairly well-known speaker and theologian and author by that point. And in the book, he talks about how, as he was getting requests to come and speak at various places, he remembered the story from Luke 10 that talks about Jesus sending his followers out two by two. And he started wondering why he was going alone to all these places. Why didn't he have a companion to share his ministry with? And so he decided to take a man named Bill Van Buren, one of the residents from L'Arche, with him when he traveled to speak. And at the end of the book, he tells the story of their trip and how he and Bill truly did it together, how it was so clear that they made a greater impact for the kingdom through their partnership than they could have done on their own. It's a beautiful story, and I won't spoil all the details, but pick up this book and read it for yourself. So after our group had read this story of Henry and Bill before our trip, we ended up being able to visit Henry Nouwen's grave when we were in Toronto, and we have a picture of that I'd like to show. We saw that he is buried right next to Bill Van Buren, his traveling companion for these speaking engagements. Eric told us that first Henry was buried somewhere else, but later it was discovered that he had made it clear that he wanted to be buried next to his friends from the L'Arche community. And it was powerful to see that physical representation of their partnership. Henry Nouwen writes this in his book. He says, ministry is a communal and mutual experience. Whenever we minister together, it is easier for people to recognize that we do not come in our own name, but in the name of the Lord Jesus who sent us. I'll read that again. Ministry is a communal and mutual experience. Whenever we minister together, it is easier for people to recognize that we do not come in our own name, but in the name of the Lord Jesus who sent us. We witnessed the same sort of mutual partnership play out during our retreat day at L'Arche. One of the staff members, Clara, teamed up with one of the residents, Daryl, who has become a leader in the community. He's a longtime member there, and they led the retreat for our group together. Clara facilitated the time, and Daryl told us his story, how he came to live at L'Arche when he was in his 20s, and we heard about all the people who had welcomed him into community there. And there was a moment during the morning of our retreat when Daryl got up to check on something outside of the room, and Clara said, don't be gone for too long, Daryl. I can't do this without you. I need you. And it was so true. They were a team. They depended on each other, both offering their gifts of leadership in different ways. It was amazing to witness the genuine love and respect that was present in the interactions between the staff and the residents there. It was a vivid picture of what God's love is like. Their community taught us so much about the mutuality of ministry, that it is not only one serving the other, but that relationships are interdependent. Clara told us that she doesn't even like using the word service in their community because it implies this one-way relationship, but it's a partnership, she said. And this theme of mutuality, both giving and receiving, followed us throughout our trip. As we learn more about the church plant that Eric and Bethany are launching, we heard about the key leaders that are part of their church. One of their leaders is a man named Ron, and Eric talked about how different they are from each other. Eric is the big idea guy, he's a major extrovert and verbal processor, and Ron will take an idea and say, okay, let me think about that for a day or two or a week, and then come back with questions and insights that help clarify that idea. They need one another to lead their church well. They're better for their differences. Do you have people in your life like that? Friends or coworkers whose perspective you value because it is different from your own? We met another man named Duke as we were walking around the Newmarket neighborhood where their church is, and Eric told us a bit of his story. We have a picture of him as well. He's the man in the red flannel. There's a small food pantry in the downtown area, and they call it Newmarket Community Fridge. And it's open for anyone in the community to come and get items they need throughout the week or to leave items for other people. And I asked Eric if there were any problems with people hoarding food, and he said no. Every time he walks by, there's plenty of food available, and that was amazing to me. Duke is a man on a fixed income, so he only has a certain amount of money for food each week, and after the death of his wife 2 years ago, he became more and more secluded, more isolated, and he was only having one meal a day. But after learning about the pantry, he's now able to have 2 meals a day, and it sparked something in him. He's so thankful for what he's able to receive that now he's taken on this mission of being present at the pantry, helping people find the items they need, and it's become a committed volunteer role for him. He's there 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. He cleans the fridge every morning, helps with deliveries, and he's this gentle presence for people when they come. And he's now known in the community as the Gentle Giant. He's been given purpose. He's become an ambassador for those on the margins, even as he too receives. And this is what the kingdom of God is like. Last week, Pastor Chris preached about the story of the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, how God multiplied it so that there was more than enough for everyone to receive. And often when we talk about going on a mission trip, there's this sense that we are the ones going to serve and give, that others are receiving from us. But ministry in the kingdom of God is about partnership. It's about mutual learning, both giving and receiving, because there's more than enough when we're in it together with God and with other people. In Luke 10, when the disciples are sent out 2 by 2, Jesus gives them some instructions. He says, "Stay in one place, eat and drink whatever is offered to you, and when you speak peace over that house, pay attention to the peace that is returned to you." So the disciples are offering their gifts of ministry, and they're receiving hospitality and peace in return. And this was so true during our time in Toronto. We were dependent on our very gracious hosts at the Larch community to facilitate our time there. We were dependent on the Abramsons to help us know who to connect with and where to find the best food. We were able to offer support and encouragement to places where God is already at work. And we were learners and receivers of God's grace and blessing. What a gift to be part of the abundance of God's kingdom. So in all of this, my challenge for you today is to reflect and to spend some time in prayer, asking God, where are you calling me to give, and where are you calling me to receive with openness and humility? Is there an area of my life that has become one-sided, where I'm resistant to receiving the gift that someone else might be ready to offer? Or you could ask, is there a part of my life that I've been trying to handle on my own, that could use some support? God, is there someone that you're calling me to partner with for the sake of the kingdom? And then take some time with open hands and see how God responds. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you do not send us out to do ministry alone, Thank you for creating us for relationship and community, for all of the goodness that comes when we join with others who have different gifts and personalities and backgrounds. We pray that as we continue to live into your call for our church here at Bloomington Covenants, that your spirit would be at work in our ministry teams, in our partnerships in this city, and in the ways that we each offer our gifts toward the mission. And we pray that everything we do would be centered on the call to love you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with our whole hearts, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And we pray that your kingdom would come and your will would be done among us. Amen.
Will you please stand as you're able and join us in the singing of our last song, Glory to God Forever.
Sent out into the rest of our day, receive these words of blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace today and in all the days to come. We go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.